This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi. We are in Kalim. We'll start today on Tes Vav Vav. Then we move on to Perek Tes Zayin. Chazrin from Shabbos, we did Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. And today we're going to do Mitzvah Shem Dalet, Hey, and Vav. So that's a lot of Mishnahs. So starting at Tes Vav Vav. Ending.
I thought you were
going to
finish the book today.
No, not yet. Ending at Tes Zayin Vav. Tes Zayin Vav, yeah. Okay. And then we still have to do Zayin and Ches. I don't know when we're going to get to them. Maybe tonight. We'll see. Okay. We'll see. Let's first do one thing at a time. Let's first do today. We got a lot to do. We have 7 Mishnahs now to go through. And then we'll figure out those last two and we're going to do them. Okay? Let's go. All right. Oh, I have my English here. Tes Vav Vav. The English one, they went with the same chapters? Yeah, they both ended. Okay, Nivle Hashara is the lute. Okay? It has string instruments, so it's tummy. Why is it tummy? It's eights. And because that's a kli kibble, because the inside of it, the box of it, they used to deposit money. Okay? For the people that play good music.
On the streets.
On the streets, exactly. So the tummy. Fine. Nivle b'nei Levi, the lute of the Levi, the Levites, and the Beis Hamikdash is tired. Why? Because they don't get paid. That makes sense. Kol mashkin tamei. The 7 liquids are tamei. Wine. Blood. Olive oil. Milk. Dew. Bee honey. Water. They're tamei. Kabbal tuma. They're makshir. Things for tuma. Now, pashas, we understand that they're receive tuma and transmit tuma midaraisa. Although that's not pashas. Some say they maybe only transmit tuma midarabanan. Some say they even receive tuma midarabanan. Okay, I think makshir. I think that's deraisa. So they're tuma. Mashkin base mitbachaya, place where the shatzer karbanos in the north of the mizbeach, and you have a lot of blood and water there from all the rinsing, etc. Is tahirin. That place is tar. Other blood in the base of Mikdash, other water and wine and oil is tameh, but those are tar. Why? Some say lachum shem Sinai. Some say that if you learn the whole tumah is rabbanan, they were not guys around those things because so they don't want to be mar b'tumah in the base of Mikdash. Kol asvar mitami yadayim. All svar mitami yadayim. We said the reason that was is they used to put next to their svarim, their sefer achveis, their cloth, you know, their tehillim, their mishlei, their daniel. They would put truma, say, oh, these Kodesh and Kodesh, they should go together. But then the rats that came to eat the truma, which was terrible on its own, would then eat the svarim, and that's really bad. So they said, okay, Genikshen, stop that matter. How are we going to stop it? We're going to tell anybody that from now on, your svarim are going to be metame, your truma. And then your metame, your hands, and to become shtayim, and then your hands can be metame, puzzle the truma. And that that discouraged such practice. Except for the Sefer Azara, the Sefer written by Moshe Rabbeinu was put in the Azara. That then, when they were very careful about, or that one, they have the Quran Zrizim. This Sefer is mentioned in Yuma Ches Aleph, and reading on Yom Kippur, and in Saita Zayin Ches, that they used it for Hakal. Okay. Markov. Markov Tahar. What is a Markov? A type of the horse that they play with, the play horse. Okay? You don't really lean on it, you don't sit on it, you just hold it in your hands, put it between your legs. Does not have Tumas Merkov. Fine. Batnun. What is Batnun? A type of instrument that you lean against your belly, your beten. Niktamain, a small. I don't know what this thing is exactly. Some small instrument.
Like a wooden leg of an amputee.
A musical instrument would look like the wooden leg of an amputee. It's really hard for me to understand what that means. Is that okay? I'll take your word for it. Eros. We've had this Eros before. A drum. Type of drum. You hit it with a stick with your hands. Fine. Some say it's tambourine.
It's completely different than a drum.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I mean, they work with banging, but not the same thing. Yeah. They have a kibble. Batnun, I guess, is kibble. You hold the money. Good. The niktamine hold money, I guess. I don't know what it looked like, so it's hard for me to know. And the Eros, the drum, okay, a drum, I guess, it's like a box of some sort. All right. Yudoy mer Eros tami maishav nishal aloyis Yoshev Islav, the one who's being mekainin, Eli, alalai li. Unfortunately, come up to 3 weeks. Familiar terms that we not very optimistic. Yoshev Islav, she sits on it. So the one who's doing the weeping, thank you. Even though it's mainly meant for music, but they do sit on it. That's enough for medrash. Chacham de Kama says that's very temporary, very haphazard. No. Baiter mitzudas hacholdot meyo shalach barin tohoiro. What's the mitzudas hacholda? The trap. For the weasels, Tomei, Achbarin, the trap of the rat is Tahoidro. They say these things are pshutikli eights, and therefore there is, there's no Toma. There's Darapom Darabon if you have the Tzura of a Kli. The one for the weasels had Tzura of a Kli, the one for the rats did not. Okay, guess. What it looked like exactly, it's hard for me to know. I'll just say, not that way. They had a base kibble. Okay. It's hard for me to know exactly what they look like. Okay, five. I do. Tez Zayin Aleph. All Kli Eitz that you split into two is Tahar. Now, like, by Cheres, we're busy with the, oh, it's the Gistra, it's the Roy, for some sort of Malacha, but not by Kli Eitz. Kli Eitz, you split it, it's Tahira. Okay. Chutz mishulchan hakafol, with the exception of the double table. What's the double table? Well, there was a base, and you put on that boards. This shulchan hakafol had double boards that were attached to each other with screws or some sort of hooks. When it came time to remove the top, they would fold the boards, one on top of the other. Okay. Each board had a tzur of a kli, and each board could be used on its own. Therefore, even though when they split, they're still mekabel tumo. Pshutei kli eitz. Some says derabanan. It's mishamshei adam, mishamshei kelim. It has a tzur of kli, I think those are three tanayim. Which is weird because Mousetrap didn't have that tonight. I don't know how that's going to work. Okay, let's figure that one out. What are they saying? Yeah, okay. Okay, Vajda. Tamchoi hamiznoin. A large plate that has many different compartments to put different foods and drinks in every single compartment. Okay. So, you split. I guess each one compartment is still right to use. Fine. Ha'efi foidin. Shel Baal HaBayis. What is the Efi Fayrin?
Type of wooden chair or bench
that could be folded. Each part on its own has its Tzuras Kli and is right to be used. Some say it was a footrest. Okay. Fine. Yehudai Mer, I have more. Av hamogeis v'kohed abavli, different types of plates, kids ben, are like these. What is special about these plates? They're made to be used. A part of it has a is right to use by itself. Mm-hmm. All right. They don't say much about what these things are, right? Magus and Code of Bavli. Bavli and Code. All right. Weiter. Kliyetz, Misamei Kabbaltoma. What is a Kliyetz and Kabbaltoma? Mitav Arisa, the bed and the crib, Mishish, Shufim, or Hadog. When you rub it with fish skin, rub the wooden frame with fish skin to smooth it out. Until then, it's not right to be used because it's going to give you splinters. Mm-hmm. Now, one second, but it doesn't have any strings on top to be able to lie on. Doesn't have the ropes. Hold on. I think we'll come back to that. Komar shalei loshev tamei, if he makes up his mind, he says, I'm not going to do it, then it's tamei. This follows the klal of kol ha-kelim yard on the day tumasan b'machshava, as we'll learn about in Perek Chof Hei Mishnates. Mm-hmm. One second. Yeah. Remeir Aimer Hamito Mishi Sarik Bo Shloisha Batim. It's not Mekabel Tuma until you make three rows of cross. We got three. I don't know how you pronounce
it.
Yeah, the picture. I got the picture. How do they say it? What are the English words? I'm missing the words for this. Three rows. Okay, they don't have any better words than me. One second. So they say after they used to shmir them, they would now make like a net of ropes they would sleep on. They probably put a board of some sort on top of that. So you make a square, a rectangle, okay? You make holes for the ropes to go through, right? Get your drills together. First you do the long ones, the chassis. Then you bring the width ones, the oraves. Okay. So I understand, one second. Remeir says that even though you rubbed it, it's not mekabel tuma until you make it right to sit on. That makes sense. What does the Tanakama hold? Oh, Tanakama holds that even without the rope, it's still roi. Why? Why? Because you could sit on it, the frame, or you could put a board on the frame. That's enough. Wow. Ramirez Makel. Mm-mm. It's not considered roi until you have those three rows. You could sit on that, or you could put a child on it. All right. Mishnah base. Hasalim shaleitz, wooden baskets that you make with the your little pieces of wood, reeds of some sort. You have these like long pieces that come in the shape of a star, and then you go around and around and around until you make your base, and then you eventually sweep them upward and you make the sides. So when's considered complete? So it's cleats with a kibble, some kabotomo. Mishiyachsoim viyina viyikanev. Yachsoim is making the rim. They stick them in. The ones are sticking out to tighten the rim. Yikanev is cutting out the ones that are protruding inside and outside that are going to poke into you. Okay? That's when it's considered finished. Vishaltimara. And one of a date, palm tree, the date branches. Even though you did not do the inside, it's still tamish kim kaimin. It lasts. The palm tree, the palm branches are softer than the tzarim. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you could still use it, even though there's things protruding in the inside. Okay. So what's going on over here? So the ones inside don't bother you. Mm-hmm. Okay. The ones outside, those do bother you.
Okay. Fine. Calcolo. Basket. What's it made out of? Reeds. Also reeds. I don't know. These different type of reeds. Wicker. I don't know. It has a rope to hang it on a tree. Shiachsim. Make the rim. Yikanev. Cut off the ones sticking out. Vigmaresa Taloya. And you finish making your rope. Fine. Weiter. Beis Haliginin. Beis Hakohoisois. What are these? Ligin is a jug that you pour wine from it into cups. These things are made out of glass. They would be kept in some specific type of kalem called a Beis Haliginin and a Beis Hakohoisois to prevent their breakage. Mm-hmm. They were woven from dekel leaves. Okay, so this is they keep them for safekeeping. They're glass. They're gonna break. Obviously, looking between the doing the inside. Tomish came a kaiman less. They didn't care that things were sticking out in the middle. Mm-hmm. It's kind of repetitive. We spoke about this by the palm branches already. So, okay, maybe think not that way. Fine. Explain why you would have to say it again. Mishnah Gimel. Haknoinim Aketanim. Funnels. Funnels. Small sifters. It's like a made in the shape of a funnel, wide on top, narrow below. You put in your legumes, you give it a shake, 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 and the beans fall to the bottom through the opening, and the schmutz stays on top. Hmm. Fine. Mishia via kilosois. Where are the kilosois? Small containers that are braided that women put in their sewing materials. What's it made out of exactly? Okay, I don't know exactly. Baskets, nachmal baskets. Shachsim v'ikani, make the rim and cut off the little, the jagged edges. Fun. Okay, weiter, what is it? Yeah, okay, weiter. Haknoyim ha-gedoylim, the big ones. V'asugin ha-gedoylim, and the big sugim. Big containers that you put in grain or flour. These were made differently than what we mentioned until now. They were made as follows. First, the craftsman would braid a long rope from leaves, from vines, from reeds, etc. Once he's got his long rope, this is what he does. He goes and wraps it like a snake, one around the other going, creating the basket shape. Mm-hmm. Fine. So he's saying over here, so Knoinim HaGedoylim V'Asugin HaGedoylim Mishiasa Shnei Durim L'Roichav Shalem. When they have two Durim, two
coils
on their height. Okay. One on top of the other. And he sews it. This is not including the one that's its base. You need two above that. So you need the base plus two more. Okay? But at that point, it's Roy. Even though he's planning on making more, it's still Roy. Right. Yam nofo u kivoro. A screen of a sieve or a sifter. It has a rim, has a frame. It's made through these method that we described before, the rope, long rope. What's called the yam? The yam is the screen, right? Because it's just like the yam is surrounded by land, so too the screen is surrounded by the frame. Okay, I think we said that before. Fine. Says the Mishnah. Chin kaf shel maznayim, the container of the scale, I don't know what they want to call it, the pan of the balance scale. Okay. M'shiaseh dor echel l'rechav shalom. They only need one row, is enough. Okay. Ray, he's a fine. Hakupa Mishiyaseh Shtei Tzvirois L'Roi Chav Shelo. A kupa, type of basket. This one, they take circles and they attach them one to the other. Okay. Some of the next one, I guess, is a little wider than the one before it, the one below it. These are called Tzvirois. So you make two tzviris. Fine. Let's see if they explain it. Yeah. This is one long cord. This is separate circles. The orak. The orak. Shallow rectangular basket made of type of reed. She has a sphere achas, one. They used to use it to put in leather hides, leather straps, sorry, like for shoemakers. Orak. All right. Say so. Why it has to be rectangular? Ich weiß nicht. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Kleor me mesame kablin tumo. What process of making a utensil or leather utensil is subject to tumo? Hat tormel. Mishiach, same word of the tormel. It's a large sack. By its rim, you make hooks, loops, and you put ropes in the loops. This way you could close the sack by pulling on those ropes. The tarmel. Actually mentioned a couple places in Shas. Mishiach soim v'kanev, make the rim, make cut off the edges. V'asa kichoisov, make the kichoisov, or the closers. Things help for closing. It says in the pasuk lasurim pekach koyach. Open up the. The closers of those who are locked up. We said these words in our Misha Berach for the hostages. And I was like, when I read it the first time, like, what are these words? But they actually, if we know Yeshaya Samach Aleph properly, we'd know where it came from. Open up their locks. Fine. Fighter. So it's not Mekabel Tumah unless it's possible to lock it. Okay. When you already tie, when you already sew on the loops. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as soon as you make the loops, it's royal Mekabel Tumah, even though you've not actually put in the ropes. Since it's very easy to put them in, it's not any skill, it's already raw. So who does Machmer? I think he tends to be Machmer and Kalim. That seems to me. Definitely over here. Sukurtia. What's Sukurtia? Type of leather
apron.
Covers the goof. It's open on the back. You sew two rings at the top corners. Then you have a thread that goes through these loops to tie it up behind your back. She'achsoim, make a rim, v'yikanev, and you cut off the edges. V'yase es tzitzisa. This is the strings that you tie it. Okay, has to be ready for that. Fine. It's not a kli kibble. An or needs kibble. Say it's medrus. Why is it medrus? Why is it medrus? I have no idea why. You lie on it? They said we're going to talk about it in Perichavav. Okay. Again, you make the rings is enough. Once you make the rings, at that point it's a kli, it's royal kal tumah, even though you've not yet actually put in the threads. Same idea. Katuvloya. What's a katuvloya? The bed cover, the bed spread you can lie on. Shachsev yikanev, same, here we go again. It's a type of thing you put on the bed to sleep on. Just to tie it to the bed frame, I guess. According to Tanakama, Shachsev yikanev, same thing. You know, they used to tie it to the bed. It's usable without being tied. It's already a kli without tying it. These are the straps that you tie it to the bed. According to Yehuda, here we go again. So he's Mekel. I'm sorry. I said he was Machmer. He's Mekel. No, he's he's Mekel over here. It's very interesting. Until now he was Machmer. Now he's being Mekel. He's saying it's a later stage. Isn't that strange? Isn't he bothered by that? Okay. If I'm understanding him correctly, he's being Mekel now. He's saying it's a later stage. You put on the straps. You saw on the straps. Kar v'kes shalar, mattress and pillow. Some say kar is the mattress and kes is the pillow. Some say the opposite. It's a big debate. Fine. You fill them up with feathers or whatnot. Okay, so you tie it from three sides. You do chesima, you do kinov. Make a rim, cut off the edges. Fill it up with soft things. Making it without putting in the filling is already a kli. The question is, when's it finished, the leather part? Shiachsevi kaniv. Yudaimer. No, later stage. He's Mekel. Mishiyid for aim. Yisharben pachs mishtvachim. He starts sewing it. Okay. And you have an opening less than 5 tefachim. Fine. According to Tanakam, it's completely open on the fourth side. It's still mekabel tumah. Oh, here. Oh. According to the ones we said, the Gabi Turmel and Sukurtia Yehuda was Machmer. He said it's mekabel tumah earlier. And the Gabi Katuvlia and Karvikas Yehuda was Mekel. Aha. Very good. So they point that out here at the end. They pointed out that I was getting confused. You're right. He was being more Machmer, and now he's being more Mekel. Although those who learn differently in Mishnah and they make Yehuda consistent. Okay. That's right. That's a little confusing. Okay. Now, let's talk about Kalim. One of the things that we need for a Kli Mekabel Tumah is that it's made for a use, a ongoing, permanent use, not just a temporary use. Another one is that it's roy to move when it's full. This does not apply to Kli Cher, so this applies to Kli Eitz, Kli Or, Kli Etzem, Kli Sak. All right. Says the Mishnah. Petilia.
made out of a container woven, braided from branches of arava, willow. All right? You hold in it dry figs. Tamea. Tamea. Vechasina. Container made from kaitzim? Thorns? And they put in mud? Thorns? They made a thing, container of thorns? Seems strange. Yeah. Storing clay. All right. Say so. Tahira. Why? It's made in a very weak way, and you cannot move it when it's full. What's the thing with the patilio? Okay. You can move it full, I guess. Sig noyos. Type of woven boards, plates, they put on fresh fruit to protect it. Suguba sheshanim, siyog, fence, protection. Shall olin of leaves, tyrus. This would be a cliates, it has a cli kibble, I guess. It's very temporary usage, they use it one time. And therefore it's not choshev. Doesn't last. Shal nitzarin tameis. Shal nitzarin. Made out of wood-like palm fibers. They last. Use it again and again. It's a kli, it's a kabotomo. Fine. Wow, why is a kli kibble? Is it made to be makabel? Sometimes they turn it upside down and put the fruits in it. Okay. Weiter. Chaisel. Chaislis, the famous chaislis. Small basket-like utensil made of soft woven palm leaves. Everything's made of palm leaves. They wrap their fresh dates before they have finished ripening. They put it there, and that hastens the ripening. Okay? If you could take things in and out of it, as an opening, small opening, then tame. If you can't, you have to destroy it. You rip it or untie it. And then it means once you open it, you throw it out, then tar. It's a one-time use, it's tar. The poiskim learned from this Mishnah a very, very important halacha l'gabil Shabbos when it comes to regarding stiras kli, when you, let's say, open a potato chip bag or something like that, or, you know, things like that. That is a stiras kli, or it's a type of kli that you just destroy and throw it out. Chayslais, and therefore it's not considered a sias kli, stiras kli, it's not a kli. Also, very important, learn from this Mishnah, in yonei shab, and in yom. What's the status of a disposable kli? Plastic cup, like a paper Dixie cup type of thing, l'gabe kiddush, l'gabe tilsadayim. Do we see the kalim that are disposable or not kalim or not? Again, another discussion that emerges from this Mishnah, very, very practical. One more. we are going strong today. Kasia. Leather glove. Worn by people who winnow grain to hold the shovel. Okay? It's not there to protect you from the cold. It helps you doing your work. Okay. Shalzori grunas, people that are doing winnowing to get the good grip on the stick. Shalzori drachim of travelers to clear the path.
Walking stick.
Walking stick? Why do they need a glove for the walking stick?
If you travel on the road.
Yes, the walking stick, they need a good grip on it.
I don't understand that.
All right.
Sha'ozei Pishtan, the flax makers. They used to hit the flax to get off the chaff. Tmeyom. It helps you. It's a kli or. It has Kabbalah, it's Mekabel Tumah. It's a chiddush considered it has a kli kibble because holding your hand. Your hand is being dressed by it. Okay. Avol shel tzabayin of the ones who die. B'shal nafach, and the blacksmiths are tahar. They go close to the fire and they schwitz a lot. Protect themselves from the heat. They put their hand in some sort of glove to absorb the schwitz. It's not acting as a base kibble. It's not makabel tuma. Why? Why? The maisa, it holds your hand. What did they say? I understand the difference. They're only there to absorb the sweat. The casual use is the use of a rye. Alright. Yesim or Avshal Grice's kids have been grinding up your beans with a handmill. Is a very, it's a hard job. Makes you schwitz. So he puts on one of these things to absorb a schwitz. Dama kabel tuma. Okay, everybody, say that's it for today. I think we did enough.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.